Parshas Yisro, Kabbalah Satorah. The beginning of Parshas Yisro. That may have happened before Kabbalah Satorah, after Kabbalah Satorah. Two opinions were in Zvachim. But it certainly happened after Kriyas Yamsuf. After in Kriyas Yamsuf, Shesham Som Lochok Umishbot Visham Nisahu. And Rashi says, Mor Nosalem Mixas Parsha Shaltosh Askubahem Shabbos Uporadume Vidinim. Many halachas of Choshen Mishpat, of how to deal financially, were given to them at Mora. That means, the moment Klal Yisrael emerged from Yam Suf and became an independent group of people, so there's certain basic mitzvahs that had to be given to them just to function as Klal Yisrael before they even received the Torah. Shabbos. Immediately with the mon, they're given Shabbos. Shabbos is our edus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz, took us out of Mitzrayim, and made a bris with us. Paraduma is interesting. Means the ability to have a chok that is absolutely beyond any understanding. You can't be makabel the Torah later unless at the very beginning you makabel the idea that there's such a thing as a chok. Chok means do not try to understand everything. Certain things you can understand, certain things you can't understand. Makabel the Torah means makabel the fact that we can understand up to a point. We have to try to understand as much as we can, but we know in advance we can understand only up to a point. And the symbol of something, Gemara always says, "Amarti ech gemar, v'hiru chokum imeni." Shlomo HaMelech says, "I'll try to understand it, but it's beyond me, beyond the smartest of all people." It's paradum and dinim. We have to know our basic financial dealings, one with the other, is based on Torah. And you cannot have a Jewish people at all unless the financial dealings are based on Torah. So be it that the beginning of Parshas Yisro is before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, the Nosin HaTorah, Moshe was the manik of Klal Yisrael, had to make a very simple point. Yes, I can do Nisim. I can split the Yam Suf. I can turn the Nile into blood. I can do all of this. I can show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling nature. And at the same time, I'm the one who's going to teach you how the Torah tells you to manage all your financial dealings with your neighbor. And when Yisro gave him the advice, Enochanami accepted the advice. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu departed. He split it up, the smaller, the bigger, and everything is under his supervision. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the day, Al-Pi Torah, is deciding their financial dealing. Kabbalah Satorah. Vayom HaShem al Moshe, Kol Somel B'nei Yisrael. Atem Re'isem Kim Mer Shemayim Dibarati Echem. Lo Sasun Iti. Now we already have in the second Dibros. Usas l'chapesa v'chol tmuno v'shomayim al v'shavars mitzvachas no avodah zorah. So what's the Gemara coming back? Usasun iti. So Rashi says, Usasun d'mus shimshin shemeshamshin l'fonai b'morom. Do not worship any of the things that you feel are my messengers in ruling the world. The Kruvim. There are two Kruvim. Don't make it. The Kruvim are in Kodesh. Don't make them anywhere else. And don't add to them. This is it. Losasuniti. Osoma hareni osa Kruvim botek nasios ubotim et roshos. I'll do them in the shuls. I'll do them in a base medrash. No. The certain things that show we're still meshubik completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs your kesef and zohov. Your mizbeach on which you're going to be makiv korbanos, v'mizbach adomo ta'asali. And it has to be losasili, losidna and gozis. It has to be the purpose of the mizbeach. Has to be a total rejection of anything connected to any violence between human beings. The beginning of the parsha is your financial dealings, one with the other, has to be perfect. Anything that has a connection with any violence cannot be somehow brought into Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And your Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be B'tzniyus Gedola. Remember, Avodah Zarah was a powerful force there. And it's a powerful force that was pulling Klal Yisrael. And one of the facts that was pulling Klal Yisrael to it, it offered some degree of spirituality with freedom of znus. At the end of 40 years, Klal Yisrael had been in the Midbar for 40 years, seen Nisim every day. And then the Bnos Midyan and Bnos Moav went out. They fell for them, and immediately the most disgusting Avodah Zarah possible. The two go hand in hand. And we're told, very simple, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about your Zohov or your Kesef. He wants you worshiping him. Don't make any big fancy things and don't use every lomdas to justify anything. I want plain Mizbach Adomo Ta'asali with the rejection of any connection to violence and a super Zahirus in all in Yonei Tznius and far from any Arias. We're not finished with Matan Torah. The end of Mishpatim, we have the whole story of Nasi V'Nishma. And in the middle, there's another story. In the middle, there's another story of all the Mishpatim, all of our financial dealings. The very beginning of the Torah begins with Eile Mishpotim Asher Tosen Lefneihem, Choshen Mishpot. The most difficult thing it is to be Meshabed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our financial dealings. The area where a person wants to feel independent, achievement, Kol Chiv Yotzim Yodim Osli Yosachai Zeh, is in his money. The very first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them, wait a second, Eile Mishpotim. But it's very interesting to say the Hadvarim. Eved Ivri, Om Evriya, Ritzicha. Only then Chavola, and then Dine Momonos. Nizke Momon, And after that, all the Gnevis, Mazikim, Shmira, and the like. There's a logic in the Seder. And only after that do we come to Na'aseh v'Nishma. First thing we're told, such a thing as Avdus. Kisik Ne'eved Ivri. Shishonim Yavah. Works for 6 years. Now, what are we talking about? What sort of am I don't know if you can Loisha? What are we talking about here? Talking about a man who stole. There are two types. Pasha says, Yad Bezin Shemachruhu Mignevoso. So we're talking about a man who stole. A man who stole has to pay back. He can't pay back. What does he do? He has to become an Eved and work off the debt. So leave his house, lose his independence, and work off the debt. What's the logic to that? The logic to that is very simple. There are people, the nesoyin of money is the goal of money can so consume a person, so dominate a person's thoughts, that first he tries to do it honestly, then dishonestly, and then there are different levels of dishonesty. Finally, he steals. Steal means, why do you steal? You steal because you think you're going to get that money and you don't want to be under any limitations at all. I'm free to do what I want. Absolute freedom. The money I want, I'm going to do it without any restrictions. You know what the onus is? You lose all of your freedom. How are you going to get your money to pay it off? You're not going to open any business you want, no. You're going to have to work as an eved, losing your independence, being meshubit to whatever the Adon tells you to do. Today he tells you to take out the garbage, take out the garbage. Tomorrow he tells you to cook me lunch, cook me lunch. The next day he says, fix, bring my shoes to the shoemaker. You fix my shoes, learn how to become a shoemaker. I think you fit being a shoemaker. I don't want to be a shoemaker. Too bad. You're going to have to become a shoemaker. You're working for me 6 years. You're going to work in my factory. How are you going to work in my factory? You're going to operate a machine. I don't want to operate a machine. You have lost any sense of independence. You do not control your finances at all. You don't control your life at all. And that zeh keneged zeh. It's an incredible zeh keneged zeh. It's a midah keneged midah. Person feels I'm in absolute control. I have won my finances without any restriction. Spend the next 6 years of your life working off that debt. Expect the next 6 years of your life having absolutely no control over your finances or your activities or doing anything. More than that. I'm a married man. I want to be with your family. Too bad. Part with your family. But you lose your independence. You have to work for me in different ways. And let's say you develop a personal relationship with this woman. Too bad. 6 years, goodbye. Absolute lack of any control over his life. And that's not a very nice thing. Yes, stealing's not a very nice thing. So the Torah says, when you want to assert your freedom and independence too much, and you damage other people because of that, in order to repay that, you have to lose all sense of any independence you want. But at the end of 6 years, you know, you sort of settled into it. and getting used to it. Rotza donov zozba b'martzeya. No, I'm going to make a permanent mark on you, to say that you're a different person. Do not think that's because I treated you nicely that, you know, you're a member of the household. No, 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 no. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Because why is it the ozen? Why is it the mezuzah? Because ozen zu shama, this ear heard. We're an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not an eved to an Adam. We are independent people, very independent people, subject to the rule of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have freedom, but it is a limited freedom. We have to submit our freedom to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the message. It's a powerful message. Then afterwards, after Avdus, Maki Ish Vameis Mos Yumos. This is Klal Yisrael's first message after they received the Torah. Very strong message. Deep message here. It's another message. Maki Ish Vameis Mos Yumos. When you deal with another human being, what's the reason Mos Yumos? It's a pasuk in Noach. Shofech dam ha'odom, ba'odom damo yishofech. Ki betzelem Elokim also es ha'odom. When you confront another human being, you always have to confront him. I am a tzelem Elokim, he is a tzelem Elokim. I want him to treat me as it was my tzelem Elokim. I have to view every human being as a tzelem Elokim. Murder is an absolute denial that this person has a chelek elokami mal, there's a divine dimension to his life, and he's not just a means to an end. People kill people, different reasons, for money, they're standing in their way, for jealousy, for anger. At that point, you fail to look at another human being as a human being. He's just standing in your way, in your emotions, etc. Why is murder such a serious thing? Shofer dam ha'odom ba'odom domeshach. Ki vetzelem Elokim osa es ha'odom. Now, murder, according to Torah, is a very serious thing. And to be punished with the most serious punishment. But there's a but here. That's an important and serious but. It is so, yes, because it destroys society. Yes, because I don't want someone murdering me. It's not what the Torah says. Torah says, you know why? Because I deny his Tzelem Elokim. If I deny his Tzelem Elokim, that means I'm not really asserting my Tzelem Elokim. Torah has a whole different approach to murder. On the other hand, in contemporary society, you have to have rachmonis in the murderer. All of contemporary society is based on denying that any human being has tzelem elokim. If we're just a goof and another goof, yeah, murder is an inconvenient thing. He may do it to me. But it's not the absolute what it is, according to the Torah. The whole Torah is based on the fact that I can be mekabel of Torah because I have a neshama, I'm a spiritual being, and I'm trying to assert my spirituality in my neshama through the Torah. Murder denies the basis of the whole Torah. Murder denies the fact that I see another person as a tzelem elokim, and I don't view myself as a tzelem elokim. Now the pasuk says something else. Vashelot zodo, v'elokim ino liyoto, v'samti l'chamokom asher yonosho. Vashelot zodo. So Rashi says a very interesting thing. It's a word, Marcus. V'elokim ino liyoto. I killed someone by mistake. So, what does it say? I'm making an Yermiklot. Wait 1 second. It doesn't say you killed him by mistake. Something else. For Elokim inoliyado. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish this person with Ritzicha. He wanted to punish this person with Golos. So he brought them together. The whole idea that Ritzicha is described here in Rotzeach B'Shogeg, it's a very deep message. We don't run the world. Yeah. We're not running anything. We're not running anything. If I killed him, yes, I wanted to kill him. I'm an evil man by wanting to kill him. But don't think he died because I wanted to kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, used my evil intent to achieve his own purpose. It's a whole different way of looking at what happens in this world. What did Yosef tell his brothers? Oh, we sold you into Egypt. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be in Egypt. Let's get it straight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be the king of Egypt. Let's get that straight. And I told you that up front. So what did he do? He took your bad midas and my kibbutz, put it together, and made sure I ended up in Egypt. He was just using your evil to achieve his end. So, that's what Yosef said it twice to the brothers. Once when he revealed himself, and second after Yaakov died. So, it's a whole Hashgofa Solom. Pasuk says the same thing here. Reuven kills Shimon. Now, that shows total evil on Reuven's part. Reuven is to be punished not because Shimon died. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shimon dead. Because Torah wants Shimon dead because he is evil. He denied another person Selam Elokim. And why does he have to go into Golos? Because if you value human life enough, you're not going to be sloppy. You'll be super careful. It's a good number of years ago, about 15 years ago, 10 years ago, we had a group of Bachurim in Yeshiva who they decided, Sukkos Ben Hazmanim. They didn't want to put up with all the rules of the yeshiva. They had an uncle. One of them had an uncle in Renana who says these rabbis don't know what they're doing. They try to, whatever they say about us. He rented a car for them. They went in a car. Nebuch, they killed someone. It was an automobile accident, Statisti Road. It was dark. It was night. It was raining. Whole story. Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Now, I can guarantee you, if they had had $1 billion in cash in suitcases in the trunk, they would have been much more careful when they drove. And when the judge threw the book at the one who was driving the car, says, I'm sick and tired of all these Americans coming and killing people on the Israeli roads. Why is a person act hefka? Because he doesn't value his life, he doesn't value somebody else's life. He values other things. If you value something and you realize what it means, every human life is a tzelem elokim. When you drive, you take unbelievable caution. The Gemara says why a certain type of amoritz is chosher and shvichas domen. Al chayei atzmo lo chos, al chayei chaveru chos. He really doesn't care about his own life. If he valued his own life, he know what to do with his life. But if you don't know what to do with your life, you don't value life, you don't value your own life, you're not going to value anybody else's life. Very often, If I drive on the highway, and I, it's very often, and some are sure going to go zooming at who knows what speed, weaving in and out of traffic. So I think to myself that Gemara, he can kill someone, but just as he can kill someone, he himself get killed. He doesn't care about his own life. He doesn't care about anybody else. He doesn't care about life. He doesn't value life. Now, what makes life valuable? It's Selam Elokim. If you say, I'm going to kill someone, you don't value it, Selam Elokim, you lose the right to your own life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a rotzeach b'shogeg, don't think it's just a way of saving him from the goal Adam. No. It's an onish. That's what the pasuk says. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? His damage name, Lepundiki, he arranges the whole thing. He takes advantage of this person's sloppiness, and this person's deserving to die, and this person's sloppy anyway, so his sloppiness results in this person's death, and he has to have an onish of golos. It's an onish. What is the onish? Pick yourself up from regular life. Disorient your regular life. Don't go back to regular life. When that incident happened in Yeshiva, when Nebuchadnezzar was in an automobile accident, and someone was Nebuchadnezzar killed. So the parents of this Rotzeach B'Shogeg got someone to explain to the boy, don't feel so bad, it's not so bad. They got angry at me, and I gave a very stinging Moshe Shmuz about the Isser Rotzeach B'Shogeg. A rotzeach b'shogeg is a rotzeach. Means he doesn't value his own life, he doesn't value anybody else's life. And that's why he's sloppy. The halacha of shogeg is much more serious, the Gemara in Hanechnakim says, than any other shogeg. Because when it comes to, if you value your own life, you see that Selam Elokim, in yourself, you'll see that someone came in somebody else, and you'll be super, super cautious not to come into chashash v'tzicha whatsoever. In today's society, it's a very strange thing. 100 years ago, to kill a violent murderer, no one had a problem with it. To do an abortion to kill an innocent fetus was a criminal. Kill a dying patient was criminal. Today the world's gone just the opposite. To kill a violent murderer is no chas v'sholom. To kill a harmless fetus because it gets in your way, yes, it's a mitzvah. Kill a dying patient is a mitzvah. No one today, when they look at a human being in the general world, thinks it's a Tzelem Elokim. It's a gift, life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sort of a maledic automatic thing. You live, you go. There's no difference. Human being is a more sophisticated monkey. The idea of viewing human life with the infinite value, the Torah viewed infinite life, because you have a neshama that's a chelek elokam imal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to as a gift, and every second of life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can use that chelek elokam imal to connect to Him. You can be dying in pain, yes, but it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why, immediately, at the very beginning of Mishpatim, we're told, Vashalot Sodo, talk about Ritzicha. V'chiyozid ish al-re'ehu l'hargo ba'omra. V'yotzech b'mezid, me'im mizbochi tichanu lomos. says, I'm a very holy person. I'm busy doing the avoda. You can't interfere with the avoda. No. You're a despicable person. You cannot touch anything to do with Kedusha. There are no excuses. You've lost your right to life. We'll go on. And then at the end, we have Na'aseh v'Nishma. So coming together, the parshas is full of messages to us. But what the most incredible message is, as of all the halachas between a Jew and a Jew, how you lead your life, how do we begin? Right after Matan Torah. Eved Ivri. And then we go on to Ritzicha. It's a very powerful lesson here. Powerful lesson to teach us how we deal with our finances, how we look at money, and how we look at other human beings. If you take the Torah's view of who and what a human being is, what human life is, how money fits into it, then you understand what Kabbalah's HaTorah is all about. Somehow, people have no problem with Kabbalah the Torah, but they don't understand what it teaches us, how we have to deal with our finances, how we have to deal with so many aspects of our everyday life.